Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord has so much to say. We see through a glass darkly, but we see through a glass. It's like we see through a glass darkly, but we see something. Now, Jesus says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask and it shall be given. The things that you feel to be in the dark about, it's all right to pray for illumination, for more knowledge and understanding. Because the Lord our God is ready and thoroughly willing to give you whatever knowledge you're after. It's important. The things of God are mighty. The things of God are true. And we need his knowledge. We do see through a glass darkly. There's a lot of things and concepts that we hadn't received yet that we desperately need. But that's not a problem for the Holy Spirit. Because we see through a glass darkly, the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. That we may know that we know that we know him. So that we can find the answers we need, so that we can know what we need in life. He greatly desires to bless us, just like the scriptures always have said. And all the things that will cause rottenness in your life, problems, lack, malnutrition of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit came to give you knowledge, so that you can know him, so that you can understand, so that you can go forward and not backwards. He wants you to know what he's able to do in your life. Now, many have given heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. And that's an unnecessary condition. That's an unnecessary weakness. We don't have to suffer with lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. We're not under the will of Satan. In the world system, we were used to that system. That's all we knew. No miracles, no help, disconnection from God. Every day you just hope you don't get killed. You hope nothing happens to you. And you learn to cope. Now, we're made in the image of God. We can do all things through Christ. And we can do many things because we're just made in the image of God. We're made in his likeness. And it's reasonable to think that we can do some things. We can do wonderful things. And mankind is amazing in his way. Even the Lord said at the Tower of Babel, if the people are one, and nothing will be impossible to them. So whatever we desire to do naturally, we can get it done. Man have walked on the moon, done brain surgery, made microscopic machines, computers that can fit on a quarter. Software that can fit on the size of a quarter can do complicated calculations that it would take a room full of computers to do in the year that I was born. Mankind can do great and wonderful things. But through Christ, we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amazing things. And all the miracles that we do and all the wonderful things that we do in Christ, it works together with the character that we live to help the world know God, people in the world to know him. The Lord loves the people that's in this world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, the people, not the system, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, anybody, anywhere, who believe on him, from whatever background, no matter how you were born, you can be born again. If you were born in a loving home and your parents were married, the Lord will save you. You're still born in sin. If you were born in blatant adultery, your father and mother was married to somebody else and they conceived you, the Lord loves you and he'll judge them for their sin. But he loves you and he died for you. And he desires that you get saved just like the kid that's born in a loving home and both parents were married to each other. He died for all of us. And he offered us the kingdom of God. It's his pleasure to give you the kingdom of God no matter how things went in your life. No matter who did what to you and how things turned out and whether you never succeeded like you wanted to or not. None of that matters. God loves you now in real time. And if you were a blatant sinner and always spoke wrong and did things wrong against God, if you will repent, the Lord, you're going to find out that the Lord loves you tremendously. And he's willing to forget your sins, forgive your sins, and forget about them. And forget about them and never bring it up. And he'll bless you from this point on. And if you washed in the blood, if you believed on Jesus Christ for your sins, that they're washed away, that he rose to justify you, and you can live a newness of life and God will enjoy being around you. But the doctrines of the devil is trying to hide all that from people. Satan doesn't want people to know how wonderful God is. Satan knows that God loves people because he saw how God loved the Ninevites. He saw how God didn't give up on mankind. And anybody who will trust the Lord will be more than happy to save their soul. I respect people who come out of darkness and they choose the light of God's word and they walk in it. And I got a lot of respect for them because they wasn't supposed to make it according to the world, and they defeated the world because they believed on Jesus Christ. See, your faith overcomes the world. Your faith in who? Your faith in Jesus overcomes the world. It always has and it always will. Remember, faith is now. Faith is always current. It's always on. When you want to see at nighttime, you turn the lights on and you leave them on. You have to turn the lights off when you don't want the light around. Well, salvation is much like that. You turn it on and you leave it on. You never turn it off. The ways of God, you turn them on and leave them on. And never turn them off. And the things of the world system, reject it. The things that's wrong, reject it. The lies of the devil, reject it. Never eat off the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Leave it alone. All Satan's suggestions, and if they bring hardship, just let it go. Leave it alone. Reject it. And fortify your heart against those things because God loves you. One thing we can expect from the Lord, he's going to keep his word. He's going to keep all of his word to you. And he loves you. He's going to bless you in every way of life. But everything hinges on what you say. You have to be in agreement with the word. You have to believe it. And take the Lord at his word and you'll see the handiwork of God in you. It'll be impossible for it not to work out right. When you put a demand on heaven, when you speak the word of God, you put a demand in your life to change the facts. It may be true that you feel bad. You may have something that you don't want. You may have a sickness you don't want. But when you speak to it, when you speak to the problem, you can move it out of your life. If you feel sick, speak health. Say, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. When you don't know what to do, say, my mind is renewed. I have the knowledge of God in this case. I have my answer. I have the knowledge I need to solve my problem. I have great victory to solve my problem. I know what the root is of my problem. It's fine to say those things. I have the undeniable facts that I need. Jesus says, seek and you shall find. I may have to look through a dark glass, but the Holy Spirit can see both sides and give me knowledge that I may not have yet. But I believe what God's word said. I know the Holy Spirit is here to give me knowledge and truth and understanding. And I receive it by my faith. And time will happen and I will know that I know that I know that I have my answer and it will work. My circumstances will be changed. The facts that do exist now won't exist then. Because I will work to undo what has been done against me. And so it is in life. All Christians everywhere, you have the right to speak God's word over your life and take things back that were stolen and build things up that was breaking down. You have access to all the wisdom you desire to do all the wonderful things you desire to do. And I thank the Lord for his blessings and his organization, his ways, his love, his people. The Word of God is a beautiful life, pure life. Now with God, you don't have to know everything, but it's a blessing to be progressive. Because as we learn from glory to glory, as we grow from glory to glory, we are enabled to do more than we thought we could do. And sometimes it'll be very surprising to find yourself doing things that you never did before. Understanding things that you never understood before. And growing in ways that nobody you know have grown before. It's a blessing. And it's good. And the Lord will be with you. He will help you. He cherishes you. He loves for you to enjoy life. And he wants you to seek him and understand and grow from glory to glory. Everywhere you go, everything that you do, seek the Lord. Know him. Understand what he's doing. Take him at his word. Believe in him. We have so much to share. We have so much to say. We have so many questions to ask. And the Lord wants to give us all the answers that we can receive. Last broadcast, we talked about measuring the Word of God in a greater way. As we receive His Word, we're also enabled to measure God's Word in that greater way. And I desire to see his handiwork upon us. I want to see him move in all of our lives. Help us tackle things that come against us. The Lord is good. And he's blessed forever. His mercy endures forever. He made himself responsible to bless us and heal us. He watches over our prayers. Jesus is our high priest, representing our case to the Lord if we fail somewhere. But remember, if you grow in glory, if you grow in spirit and truth from glory to glory, things are already happening in real time to your favor. You're going to see the Lord like you've never seen him before. You're going to see him move in your life. You're going to see him smile on you. You're going to enjoy the wonders of love, his love, towards you. You're going to see the Lord bless many people in life. You're going to see the Lord raise people up to great things. And you're going to see his handiwork unveiled even. Because the enemy tries to hide the mighty works of God, the love of God, the kindness of God. He tries desperately to hide it. He doesn't want people to know what the Lord is capable of. But I do. That's why I preach long and loud. I make broadcasts at the Lord's will so that he can be a blessing to his people. The Lord my God is reaching people all over the world with websites and YouTube and people that were just obeying. When you put something in the Lord's hand, expect him to deliver it everywhere he wants it to be. Because he can do it. He's fully capable. He loves us. He's motivated. He helps us out. He helps us take our place in life. And he always will. And he always has. Everybody everywhere can enjoy the presence and the wonders of God. At their will even. Because God loves us so much. And he's here to help us. Now, I always talk like this, but it's fresh. It's a fresh word, and this is what the Lord put in my heart. He desires to know you. He wants you to know him. He wants a relationship with you. Now, in the church world, ministers have all kind of challenges. A lot of them are trying to keep people interested in the Lord. And some people are just not willing to do their half of the relationship. In any healthy relationship, two people, if they want a good, healthy relationship, they got to give it 100%. If it's a marriage, they got to give it all they got. They got to put everything in it. And a lot of people want to put part of what they have in it. They hold back. And those are reserves. If you're going to have a healthy parent-child relationship, you got to be willing to sacrifice for that person. You got to put 100% in that relationship. And good parents do. They teach their children, they train them, they help them grow. They help them understand things. They teach them what to watch out for. Now, it's not just a teaching relationship. They're nurturing them, of course. But they also enjoy their presence and they take them serious. You don't have a relationship. Nobody does. Unless you can take the other person serious. If you can't value what they have to say, it's not a relationship. It's not a healthy relationship. If what they say has no value in your eyes, it's a broken relationship. It doesn't matter if it's a husband and wife. It doesn't matter if it's a football team. It doesn't matter if it's a parent and a child, a stepfather and a stepson, or a stepfather and a stepdaughter, or a stepmother and stepchildren. If the other person's input is not important in your eyes, it's a broken relationship. But when everybody, when whoever you're in a relationship with, if it's a friendship, if what's important to them is important to you, and you can take them serious, and they can take you serious, and you care about them, and they care about you, and you bring something to the relationship, it's a healthy relationship. If every friend you have, if you call them when you need something, it's like friends that call every time they have a problem, and that's it. But they're friends. And then The other friend has a problem and then they hide. That's a broken relationship. Now, in the name of Jesus, we love people and we help people when we can. We do things for them. But a true friendship, there's honest, people are honest and open with each other. They help each other sincerely. Now, I love the Lord. I go in His presence. I ask what I will. I can do all that. But I know that the Lord is in the saving business. And right now, I'm on earth. He has forever to give me all the desires of my heart. And I want some things now. But right now, to me, in my mind, I know God can do all things. It's important to win souls. Now, I always ask the Lord to do, I preach following God, and I follow Him. And I do what He give me to do. And I ask questions. I seek Him about what He wants exactly and precisely. I ask Him, how can I help even more? What can I do even greater? What can old Thurston do better? But our relationship is not just ministry, and I know that. But I love Him, and I know that people need to be saved. And I can yield myself, and He'll work through me, and I know this. So when the Lord wants something, I don't run hide. When I want something, He don't run hide. He blesses me and help me get things in order. And He's done a great job. I love Him. Things that I greatly desired have come to pass. And there's other things that I desire. But I know that the day is near. His time is short. So my main goal right now is to follow Him thoroughly and do all that's in His heart. And I've been confessing it so that I can do better. Every healthy relationship, people take the other serious. The Lord takes me serious. He made Himself available for me. And I love Him back. I love Him because He first loved me. And I make myself available for Him. There are times I want to watch a movie or I want to do something that I want to do. But he told me to make as many of these files as I can. And my schedule is compact, jam tight. I work on the side so I can do the radio broadcast and keep the website going. And then he wanted me to make files. And I do it. I make files as I can make them. I do it while I'm driving. That's why you hear a little gear shifting from time to time. It's like anything that's worth doing. You do what you have to do. And I know that, you know, these files can be a little noisy sometimes, but you have to do what you have to do. The word has to, it's the anointing of the word that goes forth. And, you know, we do what we have to do. You can't, it's not always good to do everything under a controlled tradition. Sometimes you just have to think out of the box to do what you got to do. But healthy relationships is two-way. I love you. I honor you. You mean something to me. You're important to me. That's a healthy relationship. And the enemy can't knock it down. That gives children a foundation to go on. That gives the husband and the wives, you know, a man with a healthy relationship. If he's a great businessman, he is an outstanding businessman if he has a healthy relationship with his wife. That's what Satan's trying to hide with the illusion of lust and sex and all the wild side of life. The world system can't give you anything. It'll only steal from you. Only steal from you. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. It's like poison. Nobody in their right mind would drink Drano. But they'll drink the poison of the world without realizing how dangerous it is. If you can trust the word of the Lord, if you can trust that what he say is dangerous, and what he say is good, you'll live a whole lot better. If you go back to the beginning and see what God did in the first place and organize your life on God's word, you're going to live a much stronger life. I started confessing that I crave what I need the most. And the first food that God mentioned was fruit. So for breakfast, I started eating fruit. I love coffee, so I drink my coffee and I eat fruit for breakfast. And occasionally I eat pancakes or something, but every day I eat fruit for breakfast and I feel better. And I desire it. I don't feel like I'm hurting myself. If you eat sausage, egg, and cheese every day, and biscuits and all that grease, you're not going to live as long. If you eat too much heavy meat and don't work enough to sweat it out, to work it off, you're not going to live as long. But if you eat things that you can digest, fruit, nuts, berries, that's what God talked about in the first place. And it works. But every healthy relationship, there's love, there's faith, and there's trust. Now, real faith is based on God's word. Satan wants you to have faith in his word. That's not faith. That's deception, because it's a lie in the first place. There's no life in it. You have to have life in it for it to be faith. It can't be God's word without love, and it can't be God's word without life. Well, preacher, if I do what you say, I'm going to work a lot. But you're working unto something. Work is good. Because I love you, I will do something. I asked the Lord, how do they measure love in heaven? He said, it's by what you do. He told me that years ago. It's measured by what you do. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him will have everlasting life. He healed the sick. John the Baptist asked, are you the Christ, or do we look for another? He said, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. Blessed is he that's not offended in me. He was doing the works of love. In every healthy relationship, there are works of love. Children, you know, it's healthy for children to be given chores to do. Everybody needs to do something to express their love. If you give a child, if you take total care of a healthy child, there's nothing wrong with them. Their mind is good. Their bones are strong. Their muscles work. You don't give them any chores. They don't have anything to do, nothing to contribute. Everybody contributes to them. They will learn to be self-absorbed. And they're going to be a problem one day. They're not learning how to serve others. And those that don't learn how to serve others, they're going to be sloppy at serving God as well. And they'll expect people to serve them. But everybody has something to do in a healthy society. Everybody has a part to play in a healthy neighborhood. No, people don't want to move to a place where nobody paints their house, nobody cuts their grass. Everything is sloppy. They have to take out the trash. They leave dog food in the yard and attract rats. The dog is never shampooed. He stinks. You don't want to move to a place like that. It's a dead end. But when people take care of their property and they don't let cars clutter the yard, that's the kind of place you want to be at. Some neighborhoods have rules. But a healthy relationship has responsibility with it. Every healthy relationship, whether it's God and man and God, husband and wife, parents and children, There are some step-parents, they are so wise and loving that they have a better relationship with their stepchildren than some maternal children have with their children. It's all about love. A man that has a bad marriage, they can see it on his countenance. And adultery don't always start with the other woman. It starts with strife in the home. Most of the time. Somebody get in strife, and when you get in strife with people, you devalue them. They're not important anymore. Their words have less value. That you're not as concerned about their welfare and their health. And by health, I mean their mindset. I want to see my spouse in the best condition she can be. I want to know what makes her tick. She matters to me. I love her. I always tell her that, but I really do. And if you tell people things long enough, it can sound like a cliche. A meaningless statement. But it's not. I say it fresh. Every time. I even say the Holy Spirit is, God is moving by the Holy Spirit. I mean it every time I say it. It's not just a habit. Even though I habitually say it on almost every broadcast. And radio broadcast. Because I want people to know Him. And be willing to serve Him. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to bless those, give you wisdom. See, wisdom sparks wisdom. God's going to take statements like these and just give you more.